This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday. So what do you think of a commander-in-chief who puts his political interests, which ties directly to his ideology, ahead of your family's security? It's almost unfathomable. We're going to talk today about a little bit about the Ebola virus, some things you don't know, some things you need to know. And we're going to talk quite a bit today about the Middle East, Israel, and particularly ISIS, or the Islamic State. This is a president, along with an administration. Remember, this is not just the president. This is the president, his cabinet, fuddy-duddy, washy, who knows what he is, Hagel, the rest of his cabinet secretaries, such as the head of DHS, who runs ICE, and tells the ICE agents, that's your Immigration and Border Patrol, to catch and release, looks the other way as tens of thousands of illegals come over the country and then buses them all around the country, flies them all around the country, occupies military bases with them. It's the Secretary of State who supports Obama's belief that Israel should return to the pre-67 borders, which is the same as ensuring its annihilation. I mean, at that point, Israel would be less than 12 miles wide at its narrowest point. That's 12 miles from the border of its enemies, put back to 1967 status, to the sea. Doesn't take long for armored columns to go 12 miles. And a National Security Council that is headed by Susan Rice, who has twice gone on major issues, gone on Sunday shows and lied to the American people at the president's bequest, also on national security issues. And I can go on. I mean, the list is endless. And it's the Democrats, and I mean all Democrats, including the ones who are trying to lie their way out of their support of Obamacare, lie their way out of support of this terrible foreign policy right now to all of you prior to an election. In Colorado being a prime example. Shaheen in New Hampshire. The gal in Louisiana. I mean, the list goes on. So you have Democrats who are really now progressives, who are really communists, making decisions to advance their ideology, progressivism, and communism, and socialism, which are all varying degrees of one another, at the expense of your life and death and your health. And lying to you about it, and trying to mask it as something else, something they do quite artfully. Remember, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, your premiums will go down. Or there isn't a smidgen of evidence that the IRS did anything wrong, and on and on and on. Months ago, I warned you about what was going to happen in the Middle East. In fact, I was kind of talking about the Middle East when everybody else was talking about something else, whatever the distraction of the day had to be, who won the Emmys, the Grammys, who was going to win the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. I mean, look, all that's fun, but it's a distraction. You know, most of it is offered up as an opiate of the masses. They don't want you thinking about important stuff, because if you do, you're not going to vote for them. And if you don't vote for them, they can't maintain their power. And if they can't maintain their power, they can't line their pockets, feather their breadbasket, so to speak, of power, and they can't promote their ideology. Progressivism, communism, socialism, whatever you would like to label it. So we have a spectacle now in the Middle East. where Iraq is falling apart. Is part of that the problem of the Iraqis and the fault of the Iraqis? Absolutely. But you know, it's foreseeable. Anybody who studied history, who studied the enmities between Sunni and Shiite and Kurd, and who factors in the undeniable and irrevocable rise of Islamic extremism, could see clearly what was going to happen when Barack Obama and his team, I'm lumping him with all the other Democrats, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Hamas is a humanitarian organization. I mean, that's a doozy even for Nancy. You lump them all together because it really is, for the Democrats, a collective strategy. The progressives. So ISIS was called by this president 6 months ago, JVs. The junior varsity team. I'm sure that kind of pissed off ISIS, kind of provoked them to do some of the things that they're doing, certainly motivated them. I mean, any time one human says to another human, you're not any good, or you're not good enough, or you're not as good as, most human beings who are told that are going to try even harder. It's almost an invitation. And perhaps that's really what it was, as we're going to discuss a little bit today. Because you see, Barack Obama, if you read his book, you listen to his carefully crafted speeches, particularly prior to the time he was running for president. Barack Obama believes that America is a colonial power. Israel is a colonial power. Europe are colonial powers. And I don't mean in the modern sense of the word. I'm talking about in the old sense of the word. Like the British Empire. Or the French. Or the Germans. Or the Russians. And he hates colonial powers because colonial powers, in his mind, are manifestation of the white man's oppression of people of different skin colors. And he lumps in with the white man the Christian faith and the Judaic faith. That's one of the reasons there's an attack on religion under him. An attack on religious rights. A gutting of religious principles by, let's say, Obamacare. That's just one tiny example. It is that secular progressivism. The state first. And the elite who run the state primary. And after spending $1.4 billion last year on the White House budget, that's right, $1.4 billion of your money on the budget for a house and a staff and parties and travels, I think you could probably call him the elite of the power structure. So he called this group JVs. Oh, there was some kind of comment. I believe it was a Newsweek interview. And he said, you can give a junior varsity player a Kobe Bryant jersey, but that doesn't make him a Kobe Bryant. Something along those lines. And months before, he had told us that terrorism was on the way out. And months before that, mid-2013, the war on terror was over. Islamic Jihad was removed from the FBI, from the FBI training manuals by Muslim Brotherhood advisors who Barack Obama and his team brought in. I'm not making this up. You can't make this up. And 6 months prior to that, maybe seven, prior to the election, he, of course, laughed at Mitt Romney when Romney suggested Russia was our major state adversary. Remember, ISIS, so far, is a stateless army. They're not a group now. They're not loose-knit. They're not a bunch of terrorists running around with suicide packs. This is an army, equipped with American armor, which they've taken from the Iraqis, many of them trained by Americans, run by Ba'athist generals, who were some of the elite commanders of Saddam Hussein, and a formidable foe. I mean, whether or not the Iraqi army is good, bad, or indifferent, they routed them. They've done the same in Syria to the Syrian army, which is battle-hardened. And they're doing the same now to the Kurds, who are fierce fighters, ancient tradition of battle. They lack neither the courage nor the will, which the Iraqi army apparently does lack. But they don't have arms. It's kind of like the Ukraine. You notice this pattern here? Here's our ally, the Ukraine, standing against our state enemy, Russia. And instead of arms, which they desperately need and have cried for, we send them MRE rations. Again, I'm not making this up, folks. You can't make this up. No bullets, no arms. Little intelligence. You'll have to excuse the alarm here. Little intelligence. And we expect them to stand up to Russia. We're going to give them aid, the Democratic administration says. We're going to send them money. But the money is owed by them to Russia for energy, natural gas, etc. So really, we're just sending money to Russia. I mean, Putin must be just rolling on the floor. And now in the Middle East, with our longtime, very strong allies, I mean, as strong an ally or just slightly less strong an ally as Israel, the Kurds, who are prosperous, industrious people, who are doing magnificently well, kind of in a semi-autonomous state in their northern third, give or take, of Iraq, and who love America. They asked for arms. They could see what was coming, just like our intelligence and Barack Obama, despite his lies, could see what was coming. They asked for arms, small arms, anti-tank, etc. They didn't ask for sophisticated systems, just basic stuff. We haven't sent them anything. Zero. Nada. Our two allies. The only reason we send Israel anything is that there's huge public support for Israel in the United States. And remember, this is all driven by politics and ideology, because you got to win the political game to get the ideology through. The transformation of America. The institution of, and he used the words himself, just a few weeks ago, the New World Order. I bet you used to think all those people who ran around talking about the NWO, the New World Order, were nuts. Looney Tunes. Well, let's see. Hillary Clinton has used that term now in the last 6 months. John Kerry has used it several times in the last 6 months. And Barack Obama himself has used it in the last month. Why do you think that is? Because the concept doesn't exist? And in Barack Obama's mind, this is all part of the New World Order. You see, Iraq and Syria were really kind of created by drawing lines in the sand by France and Britain after World War I. They're parts of the old Ottoman Empire. who of course were one of the losers in World War I. So in Barack Obama's mind, there isn't a Syria, one of the reasons he did not intervene there. There isn't an Iraq. There is only what was before the colonial powers did their nasty stuff. Those nasty white men running France and Britain. Oppressing the brown and the black and the yellow and the red. Imposing artificial boundaries. I want you to understand something. Barack Obama is rooting for ISIS. Now, that may be a hard concept for you to grasp, but if you look at his treatment of Israel, and by his, when I say his, I mean the collective, to use their term, of the Democratic, i.e. progressive, i.e. communist, i.e. socialist, choose your term, party. He wants ISIS to succeed. He'd like to see it done without a lot of bloodshed. He probably doesn't want to see a bunch of Kurds and other people murdered. But in the end justifies the means, i.e. Saul Alinsky, who wrote the playbook for Barack Obama and all progressives. Rules of Radicals. I've told you to read that book. Hopefully you have. Know Your Enemy. Do you remember in the days leading up to the 2012 election that Barack Obama stole by lying to you? And through voter fraud, an upcoming show. Do you remember how he said Al-Qaeda's on the run? Osama bin Laden is dead? This is nonsense. Perhaps he wishes they were on the run. I'm not so sure. But I almost guarantee you that he likes what ISIS is doing in forming an Islamic state and reestablishing caliphate. This is not just ideology. With him, it's also partially religion. Whatever you may say about Barack Obama, and you can all wrinkle your noses and go poo-poo and he's crazy, Barack Obama is, at best, a Muslim sympathizer. Read his book. When the political winds blow ill, I will side with the Muslims. He told you. When's the last time you saw a picture or heard of Barack Obama attending a Christian church? Look. The airstrikes which he has ordered on ISIS are not airstrikes to control ISIS. They are airstrikes to buy votes. He has to show something. There's enough people who understand that the Kurds are our allies. There's enough people who are royally pissed off, and rightfully so, and horrified at the atrocities being committed against Christians, which, by the way, has been going on at an accelerating pace for the last number of years while Barack Obama has been in office, without him saying a word, not a word about the Coptic Christians in Egypt, not a word about the Christians in Iraq, and not a word until his hand was forced by the Kurds and their predicament about the brutal, unbelievable, horrific, medieval treatment of Christians by ISIS. So he had to do something, and he hates doing it. So he stands up there, and he looks at the American people, and he talks about limited, controlled, responsible, pinpoint strikes. And his media blabbermouths, themselves morons, ideological sponges, trumpet on the headlines. Strikes launched in Iraq. We dropped two 500-pound bombs on an artillery installation by two F-18 Phantoms off the carriers. Folks, ISIS is an army equipped with American armor, with $500 million they've taken from banks. Taking out one artillery installation with two 500-pound bombs, and then later on in the day, another strike, which the media trumpeted, I guess, to tell us that Barack Obama really does have cojones and he's a tough guy and he's really for America and our allies. Then there was another strike. They took out a column of seven vehicles. Do you know any army in the world, much less a highly motivated, highly ideological army who is on a mission to not win, but exterminate the enemy? In this case, Christians, any religion other than Muslims, moderate Muslims, America, Israel, you name it. Do you think that dents an army? A lot of military experts are saying there's 10,000 men in the ISIS army. As a student of history, I will tell you that what they have been able to accomplish, taking the Mosul Dam, Mosul, other cities, beating back a very fierce, very determined, very experienced Kurdish military force, only because the Kurds have not been armed, and they're using AK-47s against tanks, our tanks. There's a lot more than 10,000 people in that ISIS army. That's another lie we're being told. I would put the numbers, since they are fighting on three fronts. Think about it. They're pushing northwest and taking the Mosul Dam area. They're pushing north toward Baghdad. And now simultaneously, and they're also still fighting in Syria. And now simultaneously they're moving against the Kurds, who they know are fierce fighters. You can't do that with 10,000 men. You can't even come close. I mean, you know, a brigade can't take Baghdad. This is just common sense. I'd put their numbers at closer to 40,000 to 50,000. It's being downplayed so you don't get nervous. It's being downplayed so the lies you've been told for years about the end of the war on terror, Osama bin Laden is dead, Al-Qaeda's on the run, yada, yada, yada. It was a video in Benghazi. Because they don't want you to know. Not only that, any political actions, and that's all that these bombings by American forces have been, political. Those two 500-pound bombs were to convince voters that the Democrats are tough on this stuff. It's to get your votes. The seven vehicles that the F-18s took out yesterday afternoon in the second strike trumpeted by the media, distraction. It's to get your votes. And anybody who really knows what the hell is going on, like maybe Vladimir Putin, is watching this spectacle. And you know what his response is? His response to the President of the United States standing up there and talking about limited, pinpoint, responsible airstrikes and taking boots off the ground, which, by the way, I don't agree with putting boots on the ground, but taking the options publicly off the table for political reasons. He's looking at this and going, this guy is going to do nothing. And what is Vladimir Putin doing? He's amassing 20,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. Maybe the Ukrainians can throw MRE packages at them. Did you know that the Kurds, one of the reasons they lost one of the towns where several hundred, and I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the name very well, of that ancient Christian kind of, it's a combination Persian, Christian, Muslim sect. I mean, it's one of the oldest religions in the world, where the 200 or so women were taken by ISIS because they ran out of ammunition. They ran out of ammunition. These are our staunch allies who love us, industrious, prosperous people. Probably the linchpin to a truly solidified Iraq of some type. And we didn't even give them ammunition. And now we're told, well, we didn't want to give them arms because they could fall into the hands of ISIS, blah, blah, blah. Come on. Please. This is, treason of the highest caliber, folks. I've talked about treason on this show before. This is treason. Breach of the Constitution, which is occurring almost on a daily basis, and that includes the IRS, is treasonous. Allowing avowed enemies of the United States, ISIS, the leader of whom said to his captors, the Americans, when he was released in 2009, turned to the major who was releasing him and said, I will see you in New York. I don't know if you've seen that video which was released just this week. Another commander type of the ISIS army talking about they will not rest until the flag of Allah flies above the White House. Well, buddy, you can go to sleep because the flag of Allah flies above the White House now. It's just kind of written in invisible cloth. Did you know that ISIS has, give or take, 100 Americans within its ranks? Several hundred Europeans? People who have American and European passports and can travel rather easily back to the West? Think about 30 pounds of dynamite and Ebola virus. How about 20 pounds of dynamite and a few pounds of radioactive, partially enriched uranium, part of the 88 pounds of uranium taken from Mosul University by ISIS. Gee, that vanished off the news screens pretty quick, didn't it? Make no mistake, these people are coming for us. They've told us they're coming for us. They've demonstrated their capacity to come for us. They have the people. Remember we had a show 5 or 6 weeks ago, People or Policy? They have the people to implement their policy of coming for us, who can get in and out of this country easily. Although I suppose if you go down the Rio Grande, you could do the same thing. And they have the means to come for us. And they are going to come for us. And the progressives, from Barack Obama down, know it. And you know what? As outrageous as this may sound, as an outlandish an idea as this may seem to be, as far outside your normalcy bias and your comfort box this concept might appear, the progressives want something to happen because it creates a crisis to further their political and therefore their ideological gains. Any group of people, and I reference the progressives now in America, any group of people who would not take out an enemy of the United States, who has vowed, has the means, has the capabilities, has demonstrated its strategic intelligence, who has its hands at the least on the makings of a dirty bomb, who does not take that enemy out in advance of mayhem because they wish to further their ideology at the expense of the security of the people whom they have pledged to protect and been elected to protect and are paid to protect and are bound by the Constitution and their oaths to protect, is treason. Plain, simple, black and white, no discussion. Now mark my words. There's going to be a few more strikes here and there. They're going to be trumpeted by the media. Think of it, when you hear the headlines, read below the fold, you will find that these strikes are tiny. Take out some mortars, take out an artillery battle, destroy one tank. It's all for show. It's for your vote. It's to try and keep the Senate. And as reprehensible and as outrageous as it may seem to you, it's an attempt to allow, within parameters that don't piss the voters off, ISIS to succeed in their goal of tearing down the old colonial barriers. And it portends huge and drastic and dark consequences for America and Europe. Several weeks ago, I did a show on survival with some great links. And you notice we have a new section, Family Safety and Security. And there's going to be some links there every week, some go-to places for you, some articles to read. We're all big boys and big girls. There's many places out there to find out information, to have at least a go bag done, at least a week's worth of supplies on hand. Do that. Do that. We are not currently governed. The small percentage of people who currently govern us, who somehow have been elected twice by a public opiated by NFL and the Emmys and the free stuff, give me my Obama phone. Those people do not have your best interest in mind. And that includes freedom. That includes security. That includes economy. And therefore, your wallet. Nor, might I add, your land and property. And they will create any crisis, just as they have done on the border, quite intentionally, with malice and forethought. Totally premeditated. To further their end. And their end, and I don't care if you're white, you're black, you're red, you're brown, you're yellow. If you are an American, their end, quote unquote, is not a good thing for you, your family, your children, or your children's children on any level. And they don't care. Govern yourself accordingly. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Some food for thought. And remember, November is just a few months away. I don't want to hear about all you tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, whatever it is that listen to me. I don't want to hear that one of my listeners, please, didn't vote. And I don't want to hear that one of you didn't get five other people to vote. Or you will have the government you deserve. And this government, folks, is not your friend. We'll talk to you next week.